Earlier this year, we reported on a California-based adoption firm accused of defrauding dozens of would-be parents. Our story spurred California lawmakers to take action. And late last month, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed a bill to curb adoption fraud. Michael Montgomery of American Radio Works reports.
At about this time last year, we went to Napa, California, to interview the president of UNONA, a company billing itself as a specialist in international adoptions.
I'm a reporter. I'm looking for Mr. Jaredev.
He is busy right now.
Yvonne Jaredev advertised foreign orphans, mainly from the former Soviet Union, on the company's websites. But parents who signed contracts with UNONA told us the orphans were often not available or had serious medical conditions. In some cases, the problems were so severe that orphans adopted through UNONA were put in institutions or returned to their native countries. Parents and former employees told us UNONA ignored complaints and pocketed thousands of dollars in fees. Jaredev denied the allegations.
No, never. I can, put my life on it.
But within months, his business collapsed. After our report was broadcast, Napa police closed UNONA's headquarters. Jaredev was arrested in his native Russia, where he had fled. And in Sacramento, State Senator Liz Figueroa held hearings.
It was so emotionally charged, because we had people that had put all of their hopes and dreams and really felt that they were going to be a part of a family. And all of a sudden, this did not happen.
Figueroa was struck by the numbers. Fraud allegations against UNONA touched as many as 160 families across the nation, with losses approaching $2 million.
And yeah, you might say one, two families, but when it comes to these number of families, you know that people were going out to get them. It was intentional theft, actually, in many instances.
Figueroa says UNONA's use of the internet was especially troubling, giving the case national and international implications. Adoption fraud has proliferated as more families seek orphans abroad. One factor, so-called adoption facilitators, like UNONA, that use loopholes in state and federal laws. In some places, facilitators can offer the same kind of services as a licensed adoption agency, but they need little more than a business license.
We could not believe it. We cannot believe the lack of adequate oversight or regulation on this particular group of facilitators, and we felt the state really had an obligation to do something about it.
Figueroa sponsored legislation, now signed into law, that puts new safeguards on adoption facilitators operating in California. The law requires facilitators to post bonds and to undergo background checks and training in social work. It also bans the advertising of orphans, including posting their photos on the internet. Advocates say the legislation is an important step in stamping out abuses. Beth Hall directs PACT, a nonprofit alliance of adoption groups.
Well, this legislation makes it so that children cannot be dangled in front of people in order to get them to plunk down money. That's what they're trying to address, and I think it's a beginning.
Still, at least 16 states continue to permit adoption facilitators to operate with minimal oversight, according to the federal government. And Beth Hall says adoption has become a lucrative industry that attracts a few unsavory players. She says this is an issue not addressed in the California legislation.
Remember, there's a supply and demand, if you will. And I use quotes here, which you can't see on the radio. The supply is babies. The demand is pre-adoptive parents who are eager to become parents. And a marketplace mentality can easily take over.
The UNONA case was compounded by lack of federal laws. The United States has signed the Hague Convention on Intercountry Adoption. The convention sets a tough accreditation process for adoption groups. But the U.S. has waited 12 years to implement the accord. U.S. officials are hopeful this will finally happen next year. Mara Hardy is the Assistant Secretary of State for Consular Affairs.
The agencies who seek to be accredited under the convention are agencies that will essentially have a very, very high bar that includes a very, very strict disclosure on fees. It will call for professional credentials for their employees. There are strong internal controls required for both their records keeping as well as their finances.
But the Hague Convention will apply only if countries providing orphans for adoptions also ratify the treaty. And so far, Russia has not. Russian authorities, meanwhile, have accused Ivan Jerdev of fraud and child trafficking. And they've linked Yunona to the adoption of a Russian boy murdered by his mother in Illinois. So far, they've not set a date for Jerdev's trial. For NPR News and American Radio Works, I'm Michael Montgomery.